Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sa esha jivan kalu sampareto varteta yotyanta nvishamsitena dehe mrite tam manujak shapanti Ganta tamundam tanumani no duruva. Seisha jivan kalu samparito. Vartita yo janta nusham sitena. Dehe mrite tam manujak shapanti. Ganta tamundam tanumani no duruvam. Saha hi eshaha. That jealous person. Jivan, while living, Kalu, even, Samparitaha, is dead, Vartita, continues to live, Yaha,
anyone who,
Atyanta, very much, Nvishamsitena, by executing cruel activities. Dehe, when the body Mrite is finished. Tam, him, Manujaha, all are living beings. Shapanti, condemn. Ganda, he will go. Tamak andam, to hellish life. Tanumaniniha, of a person in the bodily concept of life. Duruvam, without a doubt. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. A person who is very cruel is regarded as dead, even while living. For while he is living or after his death, everyone condemns him. And after the death of a person in the bodily concept of life, he is undoubtedly transferred to the hell known as Andhatamas. Purport. Kamsa considered that if he killed his sister, while living he would be condemned by everyone, and after death he would go to the darkest region of hellish life because of his cruelty. It is said that a cruel person like a butcher is advised not to live and not to die. While living, a cruel person creates a hellish condition for his next birth, and therefore he should not live. But he is also advised not to die, because after death he must go to the darkest region of hell. Thus, in either circumstance, he is condemned. Kamsa, therefore, having good sense about the science of the soul's transmigration, deliberately refrained from killing Devaki. In this verse, the words gandhatamundam, tanumanino dhruvam, are very important and require extensive understanding. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his Vaishnava Toshanitika, says, Tatra tanumanina papina iti dehatma buddhyaiva pap abhinivesho bhavati. One who lives in the bodily concept, thinking I am this body, involves himself by the very nature of his conception in a life of sinful activities. Anyone living in such a conception is to be considered a candidate for hell. Adanta gobir vishatam tamisram punak punak charvata charvananam. One who is in a bodily concept of life has no control over sense gratification. Such a person can do anything sinful, to eat, drink, and be merry, and enjoy a life of sense gratification, not knowing of the soul's transmigration from one body to another. Such a person does whatever he likes, whenever he imagines, whatever he imagines, and therefore, being subject to the laws of nature, he suffers miserably again and again in different material bodies. Yavat kriyas tavat idam mano vai karmatmakam yena sharira bandha. In the bodily concept of life, a person is karmanubandha, or conditioned by karma. And as long as the mind is absorbed in karma, one must accept a material body. Sharira bandha, bondage to the material body, is a source of misery. Klesha da. Nasaru manye yata atmano yam asanapi klesha da asa dehaha. Although the body is temporary, it always gives one trouble in many ways. But human civilization is now unfortunately based on tanumani, the bodily concept of life, by which one thinks, I belong to this nation. I belong to this group. I belong to that group, and so on. Each of us has his own ideas, and we are becoming increasingly involved, individually, socially, communally, and nationally, in the complexities of karmanubandha, sinful activities. For the maintenance of the body, men are killing so many other bodies and becoming implicated in karmanubandha. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami says that tanumani, those in the bodily concept of life, are papi, sinful persons. For such sinful persons, the ultimate destination is the darkest region of hellish life, gandhatamundam. In particular, a person who wants to maintain his body by killing animals is most sinful and cannot understand the value of spiritual life. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Tanaham dvishata kruran asamsareshu naradhaman kshipam ajasram ashuban asuri sheva yonishu asurim yonim aponna mudha janmani janmani mama prapyaiva konteya tato yantya damam gatim. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life, attaining repeated birth among the species of demoniac life. Such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. A human being is meant to understand the value of human life, which is a boon obtained after many, many births. Therefore, one must free oneself from tanumani, the bodily concept of life, and realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is very good advice, sadhu upadesh. Good philosophy. And it's being spoken by Kamsa. A great, foolish, terrible, evil demon. But he's speaking good words here. The only thing is, he cannot follow his own advice. Very easily he'll be dissuaded to do the opposite. Go ahead and kill. Try to kill Krishna. Put Vasudeva and Devaki in jail. Put your father, Ugrasena, in jail. Kill everybody who stands in your way. This is the advice that Kamsa is going to very soon get from his demoniac advisors, and he'll forget all about his nice philosophy in 1 minute. So, anyway, it's noble of him. He's a very wise person. He's got something in him that he can understand this philosophy. Others cannot. There are foolish people who cannot begin to understand the law of karma. We are living. Well, we, most of us, come from the Western countries. Or, one, two, three. Okay, half of us come from the Western countries. Or outside. Okay. Many of us come from the Western countries, where nobody understands, except for, you know, the people coming from India. But the people outside of India, they do not understand the law of karma. They don't understand the basic principle. Everything you do will have a reaction. And the reaction does not have to come immediately. The reaction is adrishta. You cannot see how it will come. It will come to you in a future life, likely. This life is not everything. You have repeated lives. And you will get your reactions for everything you do. Especially according to the moral value. When you do good, then you get good. When you do bad, you will receive bad. Either, if not now, then later. If not in this life, then another life. Basic understanding, but in the Western countries, we don't have that understanding. In India, even atheists, even the Buddhists, they talk about reincarnation and about karma. Even the atheists. And even demons like Kamsa, they understand the basic science of karma. But it still doesn't change their demoniac behavior. Kamsa is still a very dangerous person. Cannot be trusted, even though he knows good philosophy. So it's not sufficient just to have theoretical knowledge. Person must practice it. You know, we can talk about prema. We can talk about Krishna prema, about Gopi Bhava. But Gopi Bhava is based, like all the other bhava of Vrindavan, is based on complete dedication, complete selfishness. So if we're still selfish and dedicated to Maya half the time, then we, you know, our talk about Gopi Bhava is empty. Empty. And most of the professional reciters of Ras Leela are materialists. And their words are empty, valueless. Anyway, Kamsa also. Here he is, professional Bhagavatam reciter. Just to, he's just talking to himself. And he's not going to follow his instruction. And what happens? It's very dangerous. One who misuses the human form of life will be cursed to go to hell. The other human beings who he has treated cruelly, they will curse him. That's what the verse says. That's what Kamsa is saying. Dehe mrite tam manujak shapanti. All those people who he's done bad to, their curses will drag him down to hell in his next life. And this happens. The fifth canto describes how almost everyone who is not a Vaishnava has to go to hell to suffer the reactions. Temporarily, at least. But for some time, he has to suffer in hell. the reactions of his evil deeds against other living entities and against himself. So human form of life is a very serious proposal. If you misuse it, then it's disaster. If you use it right, then you can perfect your existence. Krishna says, you want to know who to blame for this? Blame me. Who's sending him to hell? I am. Tan aham. Dvishatak kruran. Samsare, don't blame Yamaraj. He's just bureaucrat. I'm issuing the order. He's signing the papers. That's all. Yeah? Yamaraj is not to blame. Yeah? I send him to hell. Tanaham dvishatak kruran. Samsare shunamadam. Kshikami. I kick him. With my own feet, I kick them down to hell. Yeah? For their own good. Krishna is not spiteful. He doesn't like to kick people around, especially kick them to hell, just for enjoyment or spite. He's not cruel, like some terrible dictator who likes to make people suffer just to enjoy watching their suffering. So there are such sadistic people. Krishna's not a sadist, that he likes the enjoyment, to see the enjoyment, to enjoy the suffering of others. But he kicks them to hell, kicks them down into hell, because it's the right thing to do. And mama prapyeva konteya tato yant adamam gatim. Now some say that ajashram means forever. So in some sampradaya they say that they go to hell forever. Then, if that's true, if they go to hell and can never come back again, then maybe God is cruel. You know, he doesn't give them a chance to rectify themselves. Doesn't help them get rectified. But that is, we don't accept that understanding of the word ajasram. Ajasram has other meanings. It can mean kshipram?
Ajasram, bahuvaram.
Bahuvaram, okay. Or bahukalam. For a long time, or many, or over and over again. Janmani, janmani. They go back to hell again and again. Janmani, janmani, Krishna says, birth after birth, bahukala, bahuvaram, many times, repeatedly, muhur muhuhu. So, the hell is not permanent. Krishna does give us, even the living entities in hell, they can have another chance. They will have another chance. They'll get out of hell. If you get sentenced to jail for 60 years, you could die in jail. Yeah, it's not a life sentence, but if you don't have 60 years left, then it's a life sentence. But the living entity actually never dies. So even you spend time in hell, you have still infinite time after that. You can start your life all over again. Of course, you may have to start as an animal, as a vegetable, and only gradually become a human being again. But eventually you'll get the human chance again. But don't do it over and over again. Janmani, janmani. Muda. That is foolish to undergo the same misery over and over again, not to learn the lesson. So Kamsa is one of those foolish. He so much Asura Baba that he had to take birth more than once as Krishna's enemy. He was Kalanemi, and then now he's Kamsa. You know, and he has to get killed again. That's foolish, that you're not satisfied to get killed by Krishna once. You have to do it more than two or three times. That is real Asura Bhava. We should be satisfied that Krishna has sent Maya to kick us. And we get kicked once or twice, we should learn our lesson. Why do we have to get kicked hundreds of times? The same way, same stupidity, and we don't give it up. That's not really smart. So Kamsa, he can only learn argumento ad baculum, by argument from the stick, or from Krishna's own hand. Krishna will smash him, literally, will beat him and kill him, and drag him down from his high throne, and throw him into the dirt, And that will be the end of Kamsa. So Krishna, Kamsa can only be taught by brute force. But we should not be like that. We should submit to Krishna. Vidhanam namaste. We should offer our submission to Krishna with our words, our body, and our mind. Ridvagvapurbir, not just with the body. We shouldn't just be dandavadis, making external show of dandavat, but we should make dandavat with our mind and our words. You know, if some neophyte Vaishnavas behave nicely, but when they open their mouth, they can commit 100 aparadhas in one sentence. You know, you can say, you know, someone says, "Oh, those ISKCON devotees, they're all materialists." Great, in one sentence you've committed aparadha against 100,000 Vaishnavas. Yeah. In one sentence. One of Prabhupada's godbrothers, the other godbrother, said he's very famous. Nobody else could commit so many aparadhas in one sentence.
Yeah.
Yes. But we have to offer respect to Krishna and his devotees with our words, our body, and our mind. We can't be harboring bad feelings inside. Because if we don't bow down now, people who don't bow down to Krishna now, they'll have to bow down to death, Krishna in the form of death. Everyone will bow down, either voluntarily or involuntarily at the time of death. Kamsa knows that. He knows it. But still he can't do the right thing. He has to be kicked down. He has to be dragged down by Krishna in the form of death. But at least it's Krishna in person. We should think about Krishna even if it's as our enemy, although that's not recommended. But for Kamsa, it worked. He had to suffer. He had to be killed by Krishna, but in the end, he got perfection. Hare Krishna.
So those who have been killed by Krishna,
yes,
they have got the heaven. They have gone to...
Nope.
As Putra, those Shishupal and Duryodhan and these people have got the hell, but otherwise all have got the heaven.
No, it's not heaven. I don't know. Somebody... That's not Duryodhan. That's Duryodhan and not Das. Duryodhan and not is Balaram. Isn't Balaram Das?
Shishupal.
Yes, but it's not.
But
our acharyas clarify that the enemies of God, of Krishna who are killed by him, they don't go to Swarga. Someone else may say that, but the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clarify that they get liberation. They go back to the kingdom of God, not to heaven. People who don't understand the difference, they think that, you know, heaven is the kingdom of God. Okay, they can say that. But Swarga is only for materialists. Yeah. The demons killed by Krishna, they get complete liberation. But not demons, but Rupa Goswami explains that only Krishna, other avatars, even Ramachandra, demons killed by them, don't get liberation. They get a better chance, but they don't immediately get liberation.
So then who do they become? Another demon again?
They could take birth again and then get killed by Krishna. Like Dantavakra. Dantavakra was Ravana in his previous life, and before that he was Hiranyaksha. He got killed by Varahadev and didn't get liberation that time. He took birth again as Ravana. As Ravana, he got killed by Ramachandra. Did not get liberation. But he took birth a third time as Dantavakra, and Krishna killed him and gave him liberation the third time. So Krishna has special power that even his own expansions does not have. The demons killed by Krishna only get liberation. Okay?
So
Swarga. Any materialist can get Swarga.
So
yes.
When Ravan was killed,
yes,
by Ramchandra,
yes,
he told Ravan that in the Swarga my father is there.
Yes.
You don't tell him that I have stolen the wife of Rama.
Yes.
I will come in the heaven and then tell him all about what has happened.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know that, but okay. Yes. All right, anything else? Thank you, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Different grades of Vaishnavas, and there are full-time, qualified Vaishnavas, liberated Vaishnavas, there are Vaishnava Prayas, Vaishnava Basas. Is it possible, because you mentioned that there is a description of hell in the fifth canto, is it possible for of some of these kinds of Vaishnavas to come to hell?
Well, Yamaraj gave order that those who wear the Kanti Mala should not be taken to his court. So as you know, not to the hell that is under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj, because living entities who have practiced devotional service are not under his jurisdiction, they're under the jurisdiction of Krishna's internal potency. So the suffering that comes from aparads committed by fallen devotees, the punishment comes directly from Krishna's internal energy, his spiritual potency. It may be hellish. It may be as bad as hell. But it's not given by the material energy, it's given by the spiritual energy. Reactions for aparad. So the dynamics are different. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I'm going for Kamya.
Okay. And the way you recover is different. You can recover quickly from aparads because it's not under the law of material nature. Mm. When you get sentenced materially, that's it. You're sentenced. You're stuck with karma. But because the reaction for aparad is not karmic, it is possible to get freed from it more easily and more quickly just by surrendering. One who has committed aparad, if he sincerely repents and gets forgiveness, then the aparad can be wiped out very easily.
Mm-hmm. Also, as detailization, is it just a matter of wearing Kanthi Malas, or is it something more deep? Because I know one case when devotees, they go somewhere by car and they so they finished by catastrophe, catastrophe. And when they were put out from this car by doctors, they put off, take off their kantis and threads, and then in reanimation they leave their bodies.
I don't think it's so literal. I think that wearing the kanti mala is poetic representation of somebody performing sadhana bhakti.
Mm. And one more thing.
Yeah, someone who accepts the process of sadhana bhakti.
And one more
even
thing.
Even if his beads are taken off, but it's okay.
But also the before the doctors come, he might have already gone to Goloka or something like that.
No, well, the doctors were trying to keep them alive, and then they died. When I went to do the panchakarma, they made me take off my thread and my neck. Because I had to do the, you know, they didn't want me to choke, and they had to give me massage on my neck and everything, so they made me take it off. Okay. No, it doesn't. It's if circumstantially the beads are taken off, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.